This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Coming up, we've got Jared and Mark, who Jared O'Connor and Mark Wozniak are both artists.
Yep.
And they're both doing a part of a series that you've got going, but
That's right. Talk
a bit more about it. We'll spring them both on. Now, welcome to the show, Jared and Mark. You're both there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hi, Neil. Hi, David.
Hello. Hello. Now, you were listening to Human League. Were you around? Were you around in that era?
Yes. I was probably 18 when that album came out. It just changed my life.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I heard it in all the nightclubs and not on the radio like you were talking about before. Actually, I've been listening to the show, but I heard it in all the nightclubs and just it was the newest sound of the time. And
yeah, it was.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah,
and it was quite revolutionary, really.
Yeah, and you guys met in the nightclub world, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
So tell us your story. How did you meet and how did it all come together for you?
Well, I had actually been working in nightclubs part-time while I was a student, and then that was in Razor and in other nightclubs. And then I met Gavin Campbell, then closed Razor and later on opened Tasty. And then he had a staff meeting at Trisha's Coffee Lounge.
Sitting opposite each other at Trisha's Coffee Lounge, and Jared and me were eyeing each other off and going, who's that? And then Gavin said to us, no, you two are the ones I want you to meet because I want you to work together. I've got a new idea for a nightclub called Tasty.
So we were the first door bitches, and that's how we actually met.
Fantastic. Now, Jared, you're a photographer, and Mark, you're a stylist. You actually create the most incredible pieces of art. Describe it to our listeners. Let them know what is it that you create.
Well, basically, they're big tableau group scenes where we get a whole lot of performers, and they're all set up photography like film stills almost. And we've seen them. We do a bit of research into them so that they've got a historical base. And then we organise them over months and months of pre-production and cast them, give people characters, and then shoot it together like a big film production and seeing them. So whether it's a beach scene or we've done like bordello scene or we've done like pirates or funerals, we set them in a period and then we give them a narrative that has a modern day conversation.
Wow.
Basically about people together.
Right. Now, Mark, the two of you have actually worked on these projects for a while now. How long have you been together?
We've worked together, 25 years almost?
Whoa.
At least 20 years. We did a lot of work together in advertising when we first started, and which was great because that kind of gave us, a way of working that we could pull things together. Sometimes really quickly. And then we always worked on our own project on the side, and then that's just taken off and become the sole thing that we sort of work on together now.
Yeah. And Jared, as you said, it's almost like a film set, and the detail, which you go to so much effort. The exhibition that I first saw you guys, that you staged at the end of last year, and it's called Queens of the Pub. The Queen's shawl, it looks like it's a metal links, which what it is, it's flattened bottle tops that then you've linked them together, and it's this unbelievable cape that you think would have cost a fortune. And tell us, how long did it take to make it?
Well, that particular one took about 2 years to make. And
whoa.
So the story was that inner city hotels were the place where people, like a segue from Human League almost, it was like bars and pubs would have day nights and they were generally run by women, which tried to activate the pubs, which were sort of dying in the late 70s. So they had rock and roll and gay nights in the pubs to activate them. So we paid ode to those stories and those pioneering women who held the licenses at the hotels because men were considered drunk, so the men didn't actually get the licenses. So we collected all the bottle tops from this particular story was hotels in St Kilda, and then we just washed them, cleaned them, and then turned them into a royal cape, like a royal story.
Wow.
Almost like chainmail, basically.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. It's extraordinary. And a lot of the dresses that are used as well, Mark, are sort of recycled, and there's bits of, you know, like all, you know, and they're sort of almost like ball gowns, medieval ball gowns. But when you look closely at them, they're quite incredible.
Yeah, there was we like to collaborate with a lot of different designers in our work. And as Jared mentioned, I think we had Danielle Zanetti, who's a jeweller, that worked on the cape.
Whose dog can we hear in the background?
Oh, that's Arrow. He's barking.
He's on the radio. He's on the radio.
Yeah, and so then, and also we worked with another couple called Two Threads. And the girls from Two Threads designed these ball gowns that you mentioned. They're all deconstructed men's suiting, and then they've reconstructed them again to make these amazing medieval shapes and corseted gowns.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And there's one a particular shot that it's on the staircase of the Prince of Wales, the Esplanade Hotel. There's probably how many, 50 or 60 people in that shot?
Yeah, there's about 55 people in that particular shot. And we called that Queen's Coronation. They were all called Queen something, Queen's Court, or Queen of Trash, or Recycle Queen. And we put the Queen in these different scenarios. And that was on the iconic staircase of the Esplanade Hotel, which we got access to shoot in, because that was the home of a lot of rock and roll bands in Melbourne, back in the time.
And there's even a group of choir boys standing in the foreground, and there's all bottle tops and cans sort of also in the foreground. It must be so hard getting everyone to do the right thing at that right moment when there's 50-odd people in the shop.
Well, generally, people like that's why we give people characters, and then and when we dress them in a themed outfit, they become the personality that we give them. So it's like a big, crazy, fancy dress party. People walk around the shoot being that personality for the day.
Fantastic.
So they will even give us more than what we will direct them as, because, you know, they're enjoying the experience and doing it with other performers as well. So it really comes to life.
We spend days and days casting, and casting is actually one of the fun parts. You know, prior to doing the shoot, it's always wonderful to sit down with people that want to be in our photographs and interview them and cast, you know, and find. And then once we've decided on who we like out of all of those people, we'll design a character for them, you know, as Jared mentioned. So, yeah, casting's really fun, actually. We get people of all ages. You'll notice in our work we've got people of all sexual orientation and all age groups and, you know, all genders. So it's terrific.
And also, apart from the Queens of the Pub, there was another exhibition that you did, which was on the tango.
Yeah, that was inspired by an exhibition that we'd had in Buenos Aires. Actually, we shot a thing on the Victorian garden parties, and we did a 12 series of images, shot at Rip and Lee, and that got invited to show in Buenos Aires because they had a big Victorian history as well, one of the big one of the biggest photographic festivals in the world.
Yeah.
And when we were there, we were just really blown away by the lifestyle of tango, and it really suited our kind of storytelling. Like Mark was saying, we have all age groups. Tango, people go out dancing, you know, up to the age of 80, probably two or three nights a week, and you see people going out on their own to their local tango hall, and you go into the halls and people are dancing, you know, 6-year-old children to 80-year-old women, and you see a mixture of men dancing with men and women with women, and it really is a life force of the city, like their yoga.
Yeah.
Keeps them really kind of young.
And where was that shot?
So that one, we came back, and we intended to go back to Buenos Aires and shoot it
there.
Okay. But because of the logistics of the work that we do, it was better to shoot it here. So we got access. The city of Melbourne actually got us access to the meat market, which is
in North Melbourne. Yeah,
and that's got a massive bluestone cobblestone floor, which looks like a square, and we set that up like a big kind of. It looked a bit like a South American film. We said that we got all old cars and carts delivered.
Yeah, and there's a whole pile of chairs piled up in one corner, which looks quite spectacular. I've been following you guys, as I said, since last year, and I started a little project where I was supporting visual artists at this tough time, and I use you guys' art because it's extraordinary, and people, you've got to see it. You've got to see it, and then all of a sudden we were going to do an exhibition with all the artists that I featured on my social media, but of course we went back into stage three and we couldn't do it. But Marie Coote from Melbourne Style Gallery, which is on Clarendon Street, she offered us her gallery. That's where we're going to do the exhibition. But now we couldn't do it. So she's handed over her front windows, and you guys are the first artist to be featured in the front window.
Which is such a great opportunity. Thanks, Marie, and thank you, David. I think the fact that it's been an exhibition that you've really curated by choosing artists and showing them online, and then to realise it in seeing the real thing, and even though we can't have it in the gallery, we're having it in the windows, is what I totally support, because art should be seen in unusual places anyway. You don't necessarily have to go to galleries. So to see it in her windows is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, like it's really good because it's on such a busy stretch anyway.
Absolutely. So we're encouraging people to go and check it out. It's going to be happening over the next 10 weeks. And it's at, as I said, Melbourne Style Gallery, 155 Clarendon Street, South Melbourne. Now, it's up the city end, not totally, it's just before City Road, isn't it, where the gallery is.
Yeah.
And so drive past or walk past on your daily walks and check out, because Mark and Jared have got two pieces. One is Tango and the other one is Queen of the Pubs. And they're big Beach pieces. Queen. Sorry?
Yeah. That's called Beach Queen.
Beach Queen.
And the other one's called Embraced in Tango.
Right.
Which is actually in Spanish. But there's two. We've got two images in there.
Yeah, and the Beach Queen is she's standing on the breakwater at St. Kilda Beach with the most amazing clouds behind. Mark, mention what the Queen's hair is made of, the wig that she's got.
That was a bit of a coup, because we were actually looking for our Queen to be bald. Funnily enough, we met a model that has no hair. And so we decided we'd create a wig for her, for Natasha, that had was made out of steelo. So her wig is actually steelo pad.
Fantastic.
Stitched together. So you've got that sort of, massive hairdo made out of steelo pad.
Yeah, and the one wonderful thing is that a percentage of each piece that I hope you're going to sell, and I'm sure you will when people see how spectacular your art is when they go past. A percentage of it will go to Joy as a fundraiser for the radio station, which is lovely that you guys have agreed to do it. So. It's a project. Sure. It's a win-win for you guys as artists, the exposure, and so you can sell some art, and also to support Joy as well. Now, just before you go, something exciting is happening for you in Sydney starting this week, isn't it?
Yeah, starting next week. We've got a show coming up at Gallery Pom Pom. Pom Pom Gallery's in Chippendale in Sydney. So anyone who's north of the border and can get to see the show. It's on. It's running from the 22nd of July through to the 16th of August. And they're open basically, I think, Tuesday through to Sunday. And it's going to be exciting. We're having our opening next week, and neither of us can
be there. I know. How sad. How sad.
But it's
Queens of the Pub, isn't it? It's the whole series of Queens of the Pub.
That's right. Yeah, it's the whole series of Queens of the Pub. So we're going to do a virtual meet everyone at the opening,
right,
and a couple of them throughout the show. But yeah, right, we've had quite a few opportunities in this COVID time to actually have exhibitions, which has been fantastic, actually.
Oh, good on you. Good on you. Now, support these guys, listeners, because they're doing extraordinary work. Get out there and see them. But also, watch your website so that people can go and check out all the different exhibitions that you've done.
It's gerardandmark.com. G-E-R-A-R-D and Mark with a C, M-A-R-C.
Right. And of course, you can go to my social media on Facebook, just David Hunt, or Instagram, David John Hunt, and you'll see all the links there to their website and their Instagrams and whatever. I've just got to say to you guys, you know, like, you blow me away. You're the most incredible artist, but you're also the two of the nicest people I've ever come across as well. So,
Thank you, David. Like, we really, really appreciate your support. Your support of the arts is really invaluable in Melbourne and Joy. And, you know, thanks very much to both you and Neil for this opportunity. It's been great.
No,
you're very welcome.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. So we'll see you on the streets in St Kilda. Not St Kilda, in South Melbourne.
South Melbourne.
In the next week. All right.
Yes.
And the exhibition is called The Art Hunter. And guess who's the hunter, Neil? It's me.
I gathered that one, David.
All right, boys. See you later.
Thank you very much. See you later, guys.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
What you hear on Joy 94.9 is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice cover matters relating to all program content, as well as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, cbaa.org.au. Cobourg Community Health is dedicated to promoting the rights, mental health and well-being of LGBTQIA+ people in and around the Macedon Ranges. If you're under the age of 25, check out their Way Out program, a fun, free social support space with regular online and face-to-face catch-ups. Or check out CLIP, the country LGBTQIA+ inclusion program for adults. They offer support services and monthly coffee catch-ups. For more info, head to cobourg.org.au. That's cobaw.org.au. A Joy Community Service message.
You here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. And just before the messages, we were talking to Gerard O'Connor and Mark Wozniak, who are the first artists that you're featuring, David, the Art Hunter, who has curated a show.
Look, do you know what, Neil? This is the most humbling experience. Not in a fit did I ever think I'd curate a show in my life.
But you know what, David? I mean, we've been talking to the people you've been featuring, and they are so appreciative of the sort of exposure and the opportunity, I think, to get their art out there.
Yep.
And I hope that our listeners get a chance to, you may not be able to actually go and see it, I suppose, but if you keep an eye on David's social media, you'll see pictures of it. If you get a chance to walk past it or drive past it, Clarendon Street is quite a busy street in South Melbourne.
Yep.
So you would at least get a bit of a chance to see.
And the art world change every 7 days. So, you know, like, and it's so different, each one that I've put into the program. So if you don't like this one, you'll love the next one, or you'll love this one and don't like the next one. So, and the good thing is that if you like it, and you're dealing direct with the artist, you're not dealing with me or the gallery, you'll deal direct with the artist, and a percentage of it goes to Joy.
Yeah, it's just giving an opportunity for the artists to get their works out there, basically. Yep. So, all right, now we have another.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.